Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 16th of February, recording at 3:48 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. That's very early for me, as you probably realize, but I've got a function tonight, so I need to escape earlier. Now, let's have a quick review here. In terms of global stock markets, again, a pause. Showing, and I think this is in response to the short-term overbought condition that we've seen in the markets, and this has caused the upward momentum to wane. Therefore, we're spilling over into something of a correction, and that raises the question, might it be more than a correction? And the short answer has got to be, yes, it could, but we don't have that evidence yet. In other words, there are no big downward dynamics that have occurred to date. But, you know, my views, if you've been listening to these audios and following the comment of the day closely here, that I do feel that we're very much in the end game of this global stock market rally, which I date, as far as most markets are concerned, from March 2003, so we're coming up the end of 2 years, quite soon at the end of this month. And there are all the factors that I've been citing, such as all the M&A activity typical of late cycle bull runs, the higher interest rates, which have certainly killed off more bull runs than any other factor known to mankind. And there's the oil price, which is also of concern. There's the surge in the shares of resources companies. That's good for us, or at least those of us who are overweight in that resources sector. But it's the sort of thing that one tends to see late in a cycle. So there's plenty of evidence, and then we may be possibly beginning to get a little bit more, though it's much too soon to be definitive. And I'm thinking now of the bond markets, the global government bond markets, because JGBs have recently seen a somewhat bigger correction than they had seen previously within their upward trend for prices, and U.S. Treasuries have certainly faltered and are down again in here today, 21:30 seconds as I speak. But that's hardly game, set, and match for Treasuries. They had been performing very, very strongly, as you're probably aware, and were due for some sort of consolidation. But if they were to go on weakening, that would worry me considerably more about the timing of the end game for global stock markets. So it's still a question of, is it a matter of a few days, or is it a few months? And I don't know the answer to that, but the markets will show us. I hope the markets show us in a leisurely fashion, which makes it much easier to react to. And I hope it takes longer I hope it's in the several months category, because that would mean that we would have some pretty useful fireworks on the upside, and then I'd like to see some sort of slow ending. But of course, the market doesn't care what I want in this, and I will try to remain vigilant here. I'm sure we will all try to remain very vigilant in terms of monitoring these markets. The last thing I'm going to do is become complacent about downside risk after the run that we've seen and the warning signals that I've seen. But so far, as I say, I'm still in there, as you know. Okay, what else to mention? I already said that there was a bit of a consolidation underway, and in Asia, a few more markets down than up. In Europe, they're pretty well all down, although nothing substantial. U.S. is down, but we're talking 36 points on the Dow right now, so that's hardly a panic. And the Nasdaq's only composite's only down 6. Greenspan's talk today, and I haven't had a chance to see what he said so far and to digest it, but no doubt we'll all be doing that and on watching the television reports and reading the newspaper accounts and columnists' summaries and so on. But it's roiling the markets in here a little bit, not surprisingly, helping to push down those treasury bonds a bit, strengthening the dollar a bit. I think they're expecting, he did say that the U.S. economy had steadied, and that I think he said that his interest rate target was modest. Now, you can interpret that any way you want, but the market's initial take on it, at any rate, appears to be that means that interest rates will go higher than people were maybe expecting a week or two ago. Well, I'm always wary of initial responses to pronouncements, particularly pronouncements from the Fed, which can be so Delphic, as you know. So I think it'll take a couple of days here for the dust to settle and see where we are in terms of reading the Fed's tea leaves. But with the dollar, which was soft earlier today, the euro, for instance, got up to 130.65 and is now a cent lower. That has led to some profit-taking in the precious metals, which have done pretty well recently. Not that heavy. Gold's currently down 260 at 423.14, and silver's currently down 14.5. Here, that's been very, very strong recently, as you know. Palladium, which got hit yesterday, is up platinum, which got hit yesterday, is up a tiny bit in here today. Palladium's currently down a couple. Oil also has come off some gains. Got up to 48.30 on news of a fire near or in one of the Iranian nuclear facilities, and that pushed crude oil up to 48.30, but it's come right off. It's at 47.05 right now. And it also pushed natural gas up to about a cent, but that's come off as well, to my chagrin. So sort of nervous conditions in here, and as I said a moment ago, that I think we'll have to see how markets digest the Greenspan comments once they've had a little bit more time to ponder what has actually been said. And that's it, folks, until tomorrow. So have an excellent evening.